Greetings, cocktail fans. Welcome to the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure.
Good day, good day, good day.
Yes.
What?
Hello, everybody.
Is that what we're doing?
That's what we're doing.
Oh, well, yep. good day.
Good day.
I'm Dave. And who are you?
I'm Jason.
Hi, Jason. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you for having me.
This is Fred speaking.
Oh, hello, Fred. He's the somewhat subdued member of...
That's right. Well, because I'm a little concerned that we're pegging the meter on the old recording box. You know?
All right, so we got to...
Yeah.
So this looks better, doesn't it?
I think it looks better.
Because you know what they say, no gain, no pain.
Oh, you see...
Huh?
I mean...
I thought I was the wordsmith, but this guy's turning phrases like pancakes.
He is. Pancakes Partridge. But do people know what gain is?
People who know audio, they know gain.
All right. We're not talking about monetary gain.
No. Yeah.
Not on this show.
We're interested in monetary gain.
Yeah.
In fact, if you want to help us in that department, please send us an email or
something.
Leave a message on our Instagram account, which is Cocktail Podcast.
Yeah, we're operating deep in the red. But yeah, no, gain. Did you want to speak to gain?
No, I don't want to speak to gain.
Oh, okay.
He's not allowed. Too many people on the show already. So, what's on the old menu today, gentlemen?
Well, as you know, this is the episode for September 9th.
I think that's when it's going to be up and ready for your listening pleasure.
Exactly, which is after Labor Day.
Sure, you have to slog your way through another crappy Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've been saddled with the rule.
Oh, sure.
You can't wear white.
Oh,
I know.
That's who made that rule?
It's constricting.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Seems like a Gatsby kind of a thing.
Yeah, it does seem like a Jazz Age screw over, doesn't it?
Some sort of New Hampshire, Massachusetts kind of a thing.
Yes. Yeah. That's implying that you wear nothing but white?
During the May long weekend till Labor Day, nothing but white. Everybody looks like a ghost.
Should have.
But we're doing white drinks. So
it doesn't say you can't drink white.
No, that's true.
No,
after Labor Day. So we're doing three white drinks for your dining and dancing pleasure.
No, you should definitely dine and dance while you're having these cocktails.
Dine and dash?
That too. Yeah.
All right.
Hello? All right, well, be right out there, Rover.
Hail a cab right outside here.
Yes.
So we're going to do a milk punch, which Fred tells me is very old.
Mm. Well, it's older than me.
So I got the oldest milk I could.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think it mentions 1862 New Orleans in the Vintage Spirits of Forgotten Cocktails. I have my copy right in front of me here. And Dave has his and you have yours.
Yep.
These guys are making nothing but money off of us.
They are. Yeah. It's all their monetary gain and none for us.
That's right. Ted Haig is retired on Easy Street.
Raking it in.
Well, we struggle away here.
Yeah.
We're sweltering heat.
So deep in the red, it's not funny. But that's okay. That's why we drink.
Yeah.
That's right.
To forget our...
Our woes. But yes, the milk punch. There's a few different recipes. Apparently, an older one had Virgin Islands rum. Which has vanilla notes, but this newer one that Teg. That's my. Ted Haig takes so long to say. Now call him Teg.
Teg.
So Dr. Teg Cocktail.
Teg Cocktail, that's right.
Oh, I hope you're not listening, Dr. Teg.
I hope he is listening. No, he loves it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, he's not leaving any comments.
No.
He's busy.
He's busy. He's writing his next book, probably.
Yeah, I hope so. So this is his take on that old recipe.
Right. And are we saying that it originated in New Orleans, or it just was...
Well, he says a lot of things that I can neither prove nor disprove. But he says it was from the first mixed drink guide ever published.
Even before Jerry Thomas?
Well, yeah. Mm. 1862 is right at the beginning of Jerry's career.
Oh, okay.
Career.
Well, then it's a classic cocktail.
Yes.
Sure.
And he claims that you can still get him in New Orleans today. I've never seen anybody have a milk punch. Have you ever had a milk punch, guys?
I've never
had a milk punch.
So. Well, let's have one today.
Okay.
I've had milk, and I've had punch.
And I've been punched.
I've been punched.
Yeah.
So,
it's got an ounce of brandy in it.
Yep.
A half ounce of dark rum.
Mm-hmm.
2 teaspoons, just a little bit of simple syrup.
Yep.
2 dashes of vanilla extract.
There it is.
And 4 ounces of whole milk.
Huh, that's the only part that's got me thrown.
Really?
Seems like it would dilute the whole thing.
Well, I guess it would.
With milk.
With milk. It's going to have a, it's going to be very milky. It's going to be a white drink.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes some sense, I guess. Plus, it's something you can drink, you know, around the kids, and they wouldn't...
They have no idea.
They have no idea.
Yeah.
No.
It says, shake the ingredients all together in a cocktail shaker with cracked ice. Strain into a tumbler half-filled with shaved ice. Now, shaved ice is a huge pain in the ass.
Oh, sure. Sure, it is. I can't even imagine.
Oh.
I've seen you do it.
Yes. Yeah. So I ground up ice as small as I could. Because I didn't want to shave it.
Who's
now, if we had an electric ice shaver, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But I still got that Snoopy snow cone thing.
Yeah. until that's still going, you can't really get an electric one.
That's right. And then we put a little bit of nutmeg on the top. So that's what really dates to the 1800s.
Yeah.
It's got nutmeg on it.
Mm.
So let's do it.
All right.
Have some milk punch.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah. It's hot, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's hotter than the hinges of hell around this place. I don't know. Damn forest fires. The whole area.
I regret the whole forest fire thing now.
Well, was it your idea?
You're not admitting anything, are you?
No,
of course not. What do you mean by that, Fred?
Oh, the crushed ice. It looks so refreshing.
It is. Well, it's almost like ice.
Yeah, no, it is. But it's crushed, so it'll melt faster.
Like your hopes for the future.
That's right. Oh, once this airs, my ass is grass.
All right. What are we going to use for brandy? We have brandy. We also have cognac.
Yeah.
Should we just use brandy?
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
E&J brandy?
Sure.
Who does that stand for?
Eric and Jerome?
your brothers? Your twin brothers?
My twin brothers?
Oh.
Only Eric survived. Yeah, I brought the cognac just in case because I wasn't sure what we had on hand here. So.
Well, we got brandy. Not a lot, but
I thought I better bring my cognac in case I needed it as well.
Mm.
And we're using the. I'm also overproofing it.
Oh.
Overproof is your plantation rum.
Yeah, because it was the darkest rum I had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what to do because I'm all out of Myers. You can't get it locally again. Thanks.
I don't know what they're doing.
So I don't know what to replace it with. Any ideas? Lemon heart? Anybody?
Any suggestions for Fred? Leave them on our Instagram account, Cocktail Podcast, by the way.
I think if you look around, you'll be able to find a dark Jamaican rum.
Yeah, I just want to find a good dark Jamaican rum. I tried using the OFTD in a cocktail that called for dark rum.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned traditional dark, but it's really overproof. And it sort of skewed the drink a little bit.
Look at this, vanilla extract. When did you last have vanilla extract in a drink?
Sometimes I just drink it right out of the bottle, but...
good for you.
Yeah.
The breakfast of champions, apparently.
No, it's a nice pick-me-up.
So there was a cow in the neighborhood. I stopped him as I was coming over to your house.
Yeah.
That's the best way to get it.
Yeah.
So is that is that whole milk?
Oh, it kicked up a fuss?
Yeah.
It kicked up the bucket? This is 2% milk.
Oh...
Listen, I don't have it in the budget to
get whole.
It's not that much more.
Milk.
All right. So,
and I'll be using my hands today for... Oh, it smells like eggnog already. Look at that.
So that's a plus.
Yeah.
But it smells like eggnog?
Yeah.
Oh, well, sure.
Well, if you like eggnog. If you don't like eggnog, then this is going to be a horrible disaster.
All right, here we go. This one's going to be a bit of a nightmare to shake, so bear with me.
Seems about the same. It looks like...
I think it's thicker with all that milk.
Oh, sure. You do seem to be straining a little bit. Is it heavier? Yeah, the specific gravity of milk is slightly more than water. Science says.
I should have brought a Hawthorne strainer as well.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't.
No.
We'll
have to strain it through the top.
Boop.
Mm. Yeah, I think we're going to be hooked on this. Now, what if you were lactose intolerant?
No, you could use soy milk.
I guess you could.
Soy milk, almond milk. No reason. You know, with any luck, the booze is going to be the biggest flavor in there.
Yeah.
And the nutmeg and the vanilla. So, yeah, there's no reason why you couldn't use any number of milk substitutes. And I won't judge. Not now.
No. Not this late in the game.
No.
This is going to be... God. You're going to have a nap after this drink.
Can you dip a chocolate chip cookie in it?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
Or an Oreo?
Yeah. Ginger snap?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that looks...
you better record that one for posterity. We're going to let it...
Be able to show people what that looks like. Mm-hmm. The old Grand Marnier out of the way. He's a non-starter this episode.
Look at that. That looks fantastic.
Yeah, and we haven't even got the nutmeg yet.
And it's, I think we're going to have to invest in some shorter glassware.
We've got shorter. We just opted for the bigger ones because we weren't sure how big it was going to be.
With the nutmeg? Because it's 1862? And away we go.
Swell.
Gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
White. Oh, we got to go. Yeah, we did a good.
How would you do that?
I'm learning Tagalog. How you say it?
Tagalog.
Tagalog.
That explains why I didn't understand you.
That's right. Smells boozy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little bit of nutmeg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got a nice, pleasant, boozy.
Oh, look, he's going to sip it.
Yeah, let's go.
Pleasant?
That is pleasant.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it knocks you off your thing.
No, I don't think it's standing on your thing.
No. No. It's no...
It's not. But I could drink this thing down real quick.
Yeah. Like a milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I thought that it would be sweeter.
Mm-hmm. It is mainly milk.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
If I was going to, call out the flavors on it, milk first.
But milk can be sweet.
Oh, sure.
And I've added simple syrup to it.
Yeah, no, there's a little bit of that.
You know what it would be better is if this was whole milk.
Oh, sure. No, that's... I think that would put it over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Get more of that milkshake mouthfeel.
Yeah,
and it's funny that the cow you took it from didn't provide whole milk.
Well, I might have exaggerated that part of the story.
We were just at the wrong end. I don't know how cows work.
They got like, it's complicated. They got like four stomachs. That's fairly
sure. Right. There's
gurgit.
Did you have to? You have to tap it somehow, like a beer keg. Is that how that works?
I just tap it lightly on the nose.
That's probably a better approach.
Talk sweetly to it.
Oh, the sweeter the better.
Mm.
But yes, I can see now why they would say whole milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. See, I've got cream.
Right. Because it gets watered down with the ice.
Right. Yeah.
Although that makes it a bit more refreshing. Mm-hmm. So it's not like drinking a boozy milkshake. I mean, they didn't say it's a milk punch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Milk punch. I wonder why. We should have done some research into this. Why would somebody want a milk punch? Here you are, 1862 version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, emotionally twisted.
Mm-hmm.
The pair of you. In this fantasy scenario.
Oh, yeah. Am I a pirate?
Sure, you're a pirate.
Oh,
and Dave is a feudal lord.
Yes.
Who still exists in 1862
sure.
America.
Yeah, no, he came out on vacation.
Yeah. With my serfs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And after a hard day of apple picking and or industrial work, you've gone to the pub where they serve ales, I guess wine, but you two say, no.
Milk punch.
Milk punch for us.
Arr, I'll be having the milk punch. That's what I would say.
Sure, because you're a pirate.
Uh-huh.
Why? Why do you think?
Well, they kill the germs. Milk wasn't pasteurized back then.
Ooh.
Well, I want to know, even going further back, who thought of drinking milk? Because, as far as I know, we're the only species that drinks another animal's milk.
Well, the species they milk. They don't have the milking machines for it. That's why. They would if they could.
Well, true, but...
I mean, cats...
Right? They have kittens.
They have kittens. But they will drink cow milk.
Well, true.
No, it's supposed to, apparently. They're lactose intolerant.
That's the worst. It's true. You have a lactose intolerant cat.
Cats love milk. But, apparently you're not supposed to give it to them.
No.
But they love it so much that you do.
You do.
Oh, sure.
And just like you give dogs bones. Remember, you stick them bones. Yeah. They don't give them bones. It's going to break it. Anyways, we're digressing once more. But, you know.
Oh, I think people come for the digression.
I think if the bones are not cooked... They don't splinter, and so they because a dog would eat a raw bone.
Wow, well, there you go.
So you're okay. So you can get.
He is Dr. Partridge.
He is.
Yeah.
The neighbors just used to actually give their dogs splinters.
Yeah.
It wasn't working out very well. No. They didn't live very long. The dogs.
No, they went through dogs like crazy.
Your neighbors?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm lying about that. That's the same. That story came from the same place where I milked the cow on the way over.
Mm.
Our neighbors had dogs, and they were fine.
Were they fine?
They were.
Right. Yeah.
There was Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
There was Bookie and Taffy.
Really?
And there was Coco and Poco.
That's more than three.
Mm. Yes. But if you hold your hand like this, like you're doing the
live long and prosper.
Sign, live long and prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Coco and Poco.
Mm.
They were poodles.
Oh, poodles.
And everything that you expect from a poodle.
Standard poodles?
Yappy. No.
Yappy. Yeah.
Little poodles?
The little poodles.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a little poodle.
Yappy. Mm. Territorial.
Mm-hmm.
Chased me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of animals chase you. Cows.
It's only because you look so delicious.
Are we going to... So what do you think? I think, you know, if it was me, I would probably want more rum.
Yeah, I didn't...
More of the dark rum, even more of a rummy taste.
Right, which is interesting, because it's a 73% overproof rum, and you still would have thought you'd get some kind of rummy flavor or burn out of it.
I'm getting burn.
Yeah, there's no burn.
No burn at all.
No.
But
I want some burn.
I think it needs... and I don't fault the rum, I just think the recipe's a little bit... for different tastes, different time.
And I think what I'm getting confused by with it... Because I'm trying to make it eggnog. It's not eggnog. It's milk punch.
No.
I want it to be thicker and sweeter and boozier.
No, I guess you're right. I guess
that's what this drink is.
No. Yeah. All right. I'll reserve judgment till the end.
It's still an odd drink, though, because I'm not used to... I mean, I'm a milk drinker at home. I don't know if you guys are milk drinkers.
Not as much as I used to be.
Oh, I'll have gallons of it.
Mm-hmm.
Pouring down my face.
Like that?
Yeah, exactly like that. I should really close my mouth. I'm going through milk.
Yeah, no. You should start doing it in the shower if you're going to start drinking it like that.
Yeah.
Or at least the tub, you know, because it's...
The floor is just, you know...
It's probably making a mess.
Don't we have cats and they eat this.
Oh. They just lick the floor, don't they?
They love it.
Kitties.
So what do you think? Should we try something else?
I think we should.
So next on the list...
The lady in white?
The white lady, yes, the lady in white. Not to be confused with a pink lady.
No, that's a different...
Oh, lady. That's the secret cocktail. We'll do that another time.
Yes.
The pink lady.
I'm going to let you guys vamp for a second, though, because...
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Need a fresh...
Oh, yeah, I should have brought a second shaker.
Yes.
You want my shaker? You want my big heavy shaker?
Oh, sure. Yeah, this is your big heavy shaker.
Yeah. It is heavy.
Old Dave heavy shakes.
It's made of lead. And, of course, it's, leaches into your drink.
Yeah. It also kills germs.
Yeah.
And everything else.
And it pasteurizes milk automatically because it's so...
Sure.
Leadish.
So the white lady, again from Ted Haig's book, 1.5 ounces of gin.
Mm-hmm.
3/4 of an ounce of Cointreau. And 3/4 of an ounce of fresh lemon juice.
Hmm.
I'm going to need you to verify that that's a 3 and not a 1.
Oh, I don't know. After missing... What did I miss out in the last one? I didn't do...
You didn't add soda water.
I didn't add soda water.
Yeah.
And I had people over on the weekend and I forgot the... I was making... what was I making? I'll have to look it up. Anyway, I missed out on the Boomsma. And so it was...
Yes, but somebody left a comment on our website.
Oh. Effect. Oh, dear. Wish people would stop commenting on our after-hours hijinks.
Please keep your comments only show-related.
That's right. Yeah, don't go off-topic.
We have a separate website for people that just want to complain about Fred and Jeff in general.
Yes. Yeah.
It's whatswrongwithfred.com.
It's a subsidiary of Partridge Disappointments.
Incorporated.
Incorporated.
Yeah.
Sure to buy your shares now.
Oh, no, it's going through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? It was out of the Ted Haig's book, so I just don't...
What was?
The drink I made two drinks, and that's the problem.
Oh, I see.
And that was after we'd had one out on the road, on the town, so to speak.
Wow, get a little of this guy.
Oh, yeah, no, it was a bad idea. I mean, it was a great idea, don't get me wrong. But one of the drinks was the Corpse Reviver, number two, I should say. And that's got a hell of a punch to it.
I was supposed to revive corpses.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And then, so if you're not a corpse...
No.
It's quite a shock to the system.
Yeah.
Have we done the Corpse Reviver on this?
Yes, we did Corpse Reviver 2. Was that pre-Fred when we did the Corpse Reviver?
Jeez, I don't know.
Or maybe it was after, but I'm just, you know, after a few of those things.
I'm the guy that plays Hooky on the show, so not Fred, he's a constant.
That's true, but you're the archivist.
That's true, my... Yeah. Archivist and salesman. Sometimes I have to go out on the road. And,
yeah. No, and we need sell more, the show. More advertisers.
Well, maybe one from the Philippines. To work.
Oh, yeah. No, we got to make that...
Make that happen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because we've done... we've added a lot of books that we've
you consult.
But we haven't actually added them to the website.
Oh, haven't we?
Yeah, oh, sounds like another make work project for Dave, huh? Sure. I know what you're hinting at, Dedrick.
He thinks you're hinting, so I don't think you're making it plain enough.
So I don't know how white this will be with all this lemon juice in it.
Yeah, that seems...
But we also don't care. And this is Dave's wonderful old shaker that has the... It's like assembling a bomb.
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
It's all like an old medieval clock you find in Europe. It's got like 8,000 parts to it.
Yes, and the threads on it are just like, God, turns 20 times.
It's less than a week, I'll tell you that right now.
Wow. It's a little smaller, though, isn't it, than your shaker? So it's a little more compact when it comes to that.
That's right. It's good for traveling, as long as they don't mistake it for the bomb that it looks like.
Yes, if you're traveling with it, by all means, disassemble it for...
yes. You're going to spend time in that little room off to the side.
Which seems...
Secondary inspection.
Oh, yeah. Secondary inspection seems like a real romp at first. And then it turns into a date gone wrong.
A date gone wrong. The Fred Partridge autobiography.
That's his other website.
Yeah.
Fred's date gone wrong.
Look at that. It's white.
It is white with a hint of yellow.
I mean, sorry, I didn't mean to swear, but
this is the white lady.
This is the white lady. Now I don't even know the history of this one. It's got gin, Cointreau, and lemon juice in it, so it's kind of a.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's try.
Let's try this one, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're mixing along at home.
Yeah.
We've kind of. Lost that part of our history, haven't we?
Mm.
Where people were supposed to mix them along with us.
Yes, exactly.
Did we ever actually have that history?
No, I think we talked about it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, actually, now this smells... Very nice.
Mm.
Mm. Let's see how it tastes.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, that's definitely a little stronger tasting than the milk punch.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
As one would expect. This is
doesn't have 4 ounces of the milk.
Milk in it.
Yeah, so this is now like... This is...
Falls under the sour sort of category.
It's very close to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what was the one we had, and we said it was like lemonade? Was it the Collins?
Gin...
It might have been that. Yeah, it was like the Tom Collins.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yep.
And so now we've added orange to it, so it's orange and lemonade with gin.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Yeah, see, the orange takes a little bit of the edge off the lemon, a little bit. If you like, if you don't, if that's what you want.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't.
Yes, it's because it's not super tart.
Nope.
Who was always my favorite superhero?
Super tart.
Well, sure.
Then they changed it to Wonder Woman. Super tart. Oh. Super tart for me. Yikes. Back in the politically incorrect days.
Yeah.
Super tart would show up and.
Oh yeah. She'd clean house.
Clean house.
So to speak. And literally
That was the other part. She would actually clean house. It was politically... It was a different time.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, it was the 40s.
The 40s? Mm-hmm. Super tart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to do that now, but we can't.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, pretty straightforward. It's funny. It's kind of a little...
I mean, it looks like a million other cocktails. Just looking at it. Yeah. Like any sort of gin-based lemon sour.
If you're looking for something with a special color, this is a color like many others.
Yes. I'm surprised. Oh, it's white. I'm surprised that it's as cloudy as it is.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's the shaking, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
Maybe I shouldn't have used the one that had a little milk in it.
Mm.
Ba-dum-bum. I'm kidding, folks. I didn't do that.
No.
And actually, the fresh squeezed lemon juice has a lot of pulp and stuff in it as well.
I think that's what does it. But that's nice. I like it.
It's another summery...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Post-summer...
Yep, a white
sliding
lady.
Sliding into fall kind of drink. Mm.
Yes.
Because it's hellishly hot September here. So. If you haven't heard that before.
It is. And it's got vitamin C, so in the it'll keep the scurvy away.
Oh, sure, on a long ocean voyage, when pirate Fred
Partridge is roaming the sand seas.
I'd be having another white lady, if you please.
Maybe super tart actually fights for feminism.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even though her name would have you believe otherwise.
Well, she's taken ownership.
That's right. Exactly. She's super tart.
She's taking it back. She's taking the term back and making it mean something else.
Uh-huh. Well said.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
Sure. It sort of petered up towards the end there. Really.
So I
left. After two cocktails.
It's... Petered out. Oh, that's another great name.
Peter Doubt. Clouds men's minds.
It's all 1940s here on our podcast.
That's right. Well, we're slowly working towards Frank Parker. Yeah. Our first episode of Frank Parker.
It's upcoming. Yeah. So I gave the white lady to my lady to taste, and she made the Mr. Yuck face.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Too strong. Although she did like the milk punch.
Okay. But if it's really not a Midori sour, she's not interested.
Yeah, it's tough. Tough to beat the Midori sour.
No, she's a hard sell for sure. Mm-hmm. Well.
Wow.
I like that. I would have that on the deck of a schooner.
And yet, we were on the deck of a schooner, and you did not have that.
I don't think it was on the menu, and I didn't know in those days enough, because you could order this anywhere.
Yes, I suppose you could.
They can Google it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I like about it is I like how much of the gin flavor comes through.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very
Yeah. A lot of drinks, you tend to lose the flavor of the base spirit.
Yes, like they're trying to hide the gin on you. Mm-hmm. But this one, if you like gin, you'll like the White Lady.
Yeah.
Not as much as you'll like straight gin.
you lush.
What the hell's the matter with you? But yeah. No, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And of course, completely different from the milk punch. I mean, I don't think we can compare these things.
No, there's two completely... I mean, unless you were to compare it with, say, a frothy syllabub, which has milk and lemon in it.
Have you made a frothy syllabub?
I have.
Really? You wouldn't think lemon and milk with that, like, curdling?
Yes, it's cottage cheese.
Well, it works. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a winter drink. Maybe we'll do that.
Okay.
It involves a lot of cooking, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. But well, it'll be our first 8-hour episode.
We'll do it the same episode we do your Tom and Jerry. Because it'll be a 2-hour podcast, I think.
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, for a Christmas episode or something.
Now, I've never successfully made a Tom and Jerry.
No?
Dave gave me the recipe, and so I tried it, but you got to be tricky because it's got egg in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if you add hot to egg, it will cook the egg unless you know what you're doing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't find that the... instructions, not Dave's fault. It was in McLean's, wasn't it? It was in McLean's magazine, I think.
Might have been, yeah.
didn't really show how you were to add this. And so I ended up like poaching an egg in
dough or something or
in hot booze. So we had like a hot booze with an omelet in it.
Oh,
a hot boozy omelet.
Why didn't that work out?
Yeah, I know. Go figure. Hmm. But then I found Trader Vic's.
Oh,
Tom and Jerry mix.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Oh, well, there you go.
And that works like a hot damn.
Sure.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's actually, I think, a great idea. A lot of this stuff takes a lot of work, and if you can just get a bottle of stuff and slop it into some gin, save yourself a lot of time.
Yeah.
No, we're against that.
Oh. Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
We hate that. He hates the easy way.
I don't know what this pirate character. I can't tell.
No, supposed to be gentlemen, not pirates. Oh, in leisure.
But is he pro this idea or against this idea?
I flip flop. I tell you.
That's what makes him such a good pirate.
He's a bit of a fence sitter.
Tells if I'm coming.
No, Captain Fence Sitter.
Yep. Are we be heading east, or is it so west? Sow.
Oh, God.
So west.
I'm with the reason.
We should do a third drink. This is what we should do.
This is the danger, right? Mm. Now, in our defense of the third drink, which is a dessert drink.
Yeah.
Fred was almost poo-pooing it.
I did.
Oh, he always.
No. Because he says it's barely a cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to quiz you, David Coyne.
No.
Yeah, I was shooting it down.
Two dashes of maraschino liqueur. Sure. Two dashes of pineapple juice, two dashes of orange Curacao or Grand Marnier, two dashes of brandy. Dashes aren't very big.
Mm.
And then champagne, which we do have. Well, we do have champagne. Oh, fantastic. That doesn't sound terribly boozy, does it?
I don't know if all those dashes in there.
No. That's what Fred was concerned about.
No.
I don't know. You know,
it also
like
has ice cream on top of it.
Yeah, that's I'm sold. I mean,
we are not joking up.
No.
Wow.
Well, let's try that. How hard could that be to make?
Exactly. Now, this is called the Soyer au Champagne.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Ted Haig's book as well, Dr. Cocktail. He's saying it's from 1888. A long, long time ago. He says that it hits a sophisticated harmonic that sweet after-dinner dessert beverages rarely aspire to. There are many recipes for this particular drink, which translates, Soyer au Champagne, translates as silk with champagne.
Mm-hmm.
This is his favorite of the recipes. I have no idea what the other recipes are. Again, if we were more professional, we would have done research on this.
We would be
comparing the same drink with multiple recipes.
Look at all the crappy versions.
We have great ideas at about this point of the show, the 45-minute point of the show. We have great ideas.
Yeah, no,
then we have 2 weeks till the next show, and we scrape something together the night before.
No, we don't. We plan these things months ahead of time.
Exactly. And yet it seems like we're doing it by the seat of our pants.
I know.
No research.
No.
Anyway.
So, why don't we let Ted do the research for us? He's like, we're outsourcing.
You're right. And if anything, he's let us down with this tiny little blurb here.
I know.
He's given us a year. We don't know who created it.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it.
Well, it's a little homework for our listeners.
Mm.
Soyez au Champagne.
Maybe it's just an obscure cocktail.
Yeah.
History is shrouded in the mists of time.
The mists of time.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if that's a cocktail.
I don't know. It should be.
Should be. All right. Well, we're going.
Scotch mist of time.
So these are mixed in the glass?
These are just mixed in the glass. That's why I'm thinking, I keep looking like I need a shaker, but I don't. I think we just keep putting it in here.
Pouring stuff in. And
then we top with the champagne and the ice cream.
See, we don't need ice because you've got ice cream.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If Dave could grab the ice cream for us,
well,
he would be elevated to Grand Poobah.
Exactly. So how are we going to do the dashes?
Well, unfortunately, we only have one actual dasher.
Oh, and it's full of
vanilla extract.
Vinegar.
I think. You can smell the vanilla.
Well.
This I got at our favorite store.
Oh, the Modern Bartender.
The Modern Bartender. And you, too, should go to the Modern Bartender if you're in the greater Vancouver area.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
That's it. Back about $40?
Yeah, I forget, but yeah, it probably was. But you see the little, it doesn't come with a little lid?
No, but I need a little lid.
Have you ever seen those things that you jam receipts on?
What?
It, like a metal spike.
And old-time diners, yeah.
Yeah, I bought one of those one time, and it had a little rubber tip on it, so you didn't stab your hand.
Yeah.
I took that off and put it on my Dasher bottle.
Wow.
I repurposed it.
So I've got to buy... I got to buy two. I got two of those bottles. I don't want to put anything in them because it'll just evaporate.
Yeah. So now you got to go buy two of those
receipt spikes.
Receipt spikes with a rubber tip. Or start looking around for small rubber tips.
When am I not?
Yeah. I'm sure you can get it on Amazon.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Or go to rubbertip.com. Yeah. No, don't go to rubbertip.com. Don't even Google rubber tip. Forget I said anything.
All right, so what's up first? How do we do this?
I don't know. This is a kind of exciting.
It says just combine them.
I have enjoyed all of these drinks because it's such a weird, oddball thing.
Yeah, it's funny when you pick a theme that's not really, you know, in a straight line. It's like everything that's pink or everything that's made in a glass. I don't know.
Let's grab one of these. Now, we couldn't afford real champagne.
No. We got to find German sparkling wine.
It's a bit of a challenge to open, apparently.
Yeah.
And it's chilled because the only thing that's going to be cold in this drink is the champagne and the ice cream.
Exactly.
Ice cream. I just don't get this. It's such a weird...
I'm looking forward to it.
It's got to be an American drink.
I think it should be.
And I don't know.
Oh, it's funny because
there's,
there's like half a page, you know, I mean, if you look at the book, it's only a half page description. So he could put a whole paragraph in there of background.
Yes.
It's like, he's just finishing it off. He's like, I got to get it to the printers tomorrow.
Now, you're supposed to use a straw. Would you gentlemen like straws with it?
If you have a straw.
Yeah, sure. Straw will do it with a straw.
That kind of a fancy, what are you thinking?
I have nothing. I was just going to say what's in it.
Oh, well, what's in it is this. Maraschino.
How much?
Two dashes.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we want to figure out... there's a conversion. Dashes...
Just going to put a little blip in each one of these.
Sure.
Oh, fortunately, the maraschino almost has a dashy topper.
It does.
So we're going to do this. Oops. Oops.
Do you have to make that noise?
I didn't have to, but...
It helps.
It helps.
So that's just a little bit of maraschino, which is a dry cherry-based liqueur. This is pineapple juice. Fresh. I squeezed the can only before coming here. And we'll do a little bip of it. And a little bap of that.
So it's a...
And a little...
According to the intranet... Dash is somewhere between an eighth and a quarter of a teaspoon.
Oh, my God. But we're going heavy. And are we going to use Grand Marnier? Or are we going to use the Curacao?
We got the Curacao. We got the Pure Friend, the custom-made. I think that's Ted Hague's nonsense, isn't it?
I know, it's David Wondrich.
David Wondrich, the guru of mixology. I came over to watch the people. I know if you're listening in stereo... No, everybody's all over on one side because we're just watching this. It's fascinating.
Well, it is. It's funny because of this dash idea. It's only the tiniest little amount of anything in the bottom here. And then we're going to use brandy or cognac for our...
We'll use Pierre Friend cognac, which is also a David Wondrich. He strong-armed them into making both these products.
I hope David Wondrich is doing okay.
I think he's doing okay. It's the people he's working with that are feeling the pressure.
Oops.
So what are you going to come up with next? I'll tell you what I'm going to come up with next. In the early 1600s, they're like, no!
This is just spilt all over me. I've got about a dash on me. And then the champagne. Wow, this is weird. So no ice, as you can see.
Oh. How much champagne? Just enough?
It says filled with champagne. If you were using a little tiny coupe glass.
Yeah, all right.
So I'm going to fill it like up to here, because I got some weight in here. I'll go up to here with this guy. This is not remotely white at all.
No.
Not yet.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, which is so strange, ice cream. So let's put a little bit of ice cream.
So how much?
It calls for a tablespoon, but we've scaled it down here, so I'm going to do a heavy teaspoon. Oh, look at that. It fizzes up.
Oh,
how cool is that?
I can hear it fizzing.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, I... years ago...
Yes?
I had an idea, and
I didn't really get to execute it till later. I took one of my dad's loggers.
You executed your dad?
Executed my father. And I thought...
Oh, you know what would be neat, I thought to myself, for no apparent reason, I thought, a beer float.
Yes, give him a straw. Thank you, Dave. Sorry.
And so I did it one day. I grabbed one of my dad's beer of my father.
Yes.
But he was around. And he said, "What are you doing with my beer?" I said, "I'm going to make a beer float." He said, "No, you'll ruin it." I said, No, I'll make it better." And so so I did it. And you know what? It was horrible.
I'm not surprised.
A lager does not go well with ice cream. I'll tell you that right now.
A lot of people don't know that Fred's dad was a lager.
Yeah.
No, it's different.
I just think that looks so cool, how it fizzes up.
Yeah.
And colors it, because it was all clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until the ice cream went in.
Mm-hmm.
And then as it sort of melts and dissipates, down it goes.
Oh, that's neat. It you know, it tastes old-timey.
Does it?
Yeah. Of course, you're going to have to hold the straw in because
it says to drink with a straw, so we're going to.
Because we're using martini glasses and they're just not deep enough for these straws. They're stainless steel, so.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So when you made the float, was it a chilled beer?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, because I've never really, you know, I've seen floats. I've had floats. I don't know if I've ever really made a float. And I think I would use cold root beer and cold ice cream.
That's what you're supposed to do.
But should you use, like, room temperature root beer and then have the ice cream do what this is doing, melting and drizzling down into it and causing...
Spoken only by someone who has never made a float before. If you do it with warm root beer, you create approximately 4 or 5 times the volume of root beer in foam.
Which is what we've done here.
Well, no, this is about... It's 80% drink and 20% foam. The other one would be 80% drink and 360% foam.
Because there's that much foam.
Well, because it's warm. It's like shaking a warm bottle of pop. So it's just you get too much foam if you use warm root beer is the short of it.
What if it wasn't... I mean, we're saying warm. It's room temperature, right?
Yeah.
What if it was slightly chilled? What if it was a room in the 1860s when it's like a 68-degree room?
Yes.
Same thing?
Okay. It needs to be really cold.
Right.
Or else you get too much foam.
Right. Hmm.
But try it at home.
But what about just less ice cream?
Just a root beer. Don't foam at all.
Right. All right.
I just did it the one way. It didn't work. And so I said, I'm not doing that again. Although what I've heard is if you use like a, if talking about a beer float again, if you use something like a real heavy stout, or like a Guinness, it actually does work not too badly.
Oh, I can see that.
Heard.
I. What do you think, Dave?
To be honest, I didn't like it.
Okay.
I think it's neat.
No, I don't like. I don't think the ice cream mixes with the champagne. It's. It gives a weird aftertaste in your mouth. And
no, I love it.
No. Well, you're an idiot. No,
I'm
kidding.
Fair enough.
I like that. That's sort of our go-to. I think we've done that several times. Yeah. If somebody likes something and nobody else... Well, you're stupid. Because, I didn't think I was going to like it. I thought I was going to be on the Dave camp.
Mm-hmm.
Camp David.
Camp David, of course.
Sure, everybody likes to go to Camp
I've
David.
I've hosted every president since Eisenhower. No.
I think it's every president since the presidency, right? Wasn't it George Washington's place? Did they? Or was it Thomas Jefferson's place?
I don't remember.
Sounds like something Jefferson would do. He was all about leisure. He was a gentleman of elegant leisure.
Yeah. That's right.
But he loved his slaves.
Yeah.
Literally.
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 Literally. Yeah. No, I like the incongruity of it.
Do you want mine?
Because there's a...
What about our silent fourth partner?
She says it wasn't cold enough.
Well, that's...
More ice cream,
I guess.
But in a colder day. We did have champagne out here for a little while here. Mm, we could have had it colder.
Yeah.
Mm.
This is neat. I think
it... I like it. I'm wondering if Dave got a bad one.
Try it out. Give it a whirl. Is it curdled?
No, it's got the same. It just didn't look like you have as much foam as Fred and I ended up on ours. I was wondering if you need more ice cream in yours.
He might need more ice cream.
You want more ice cream in yours?
I don't want any more ice cream.
You don't like it that much?
I don't know.
I like the little champagne versus the ice cream.
I like it because it's like a ginger ale float, but it's not ginger ale. It's making me search for it. It almost becomes kind of floral.
Yeah. Well, and that's the neat thing of having all the little dashes. It takes the champagne and makes it a little something extra.
I'd already forgotten about the dashes. Right. So we've got brandy, orange curacao, pineapple juice, cherry liqueur. But it's not cherry liqueur. Maraschino is clear white.
Mm-hmm.
It's dry.
Yep. Dry.
It's just the cherry.
Miserable.
Yeah.
It's angry.
It's an angry liqueur.
Yes.
And they call it, what does it translate as? Silk with champagne.
Hmm.
Now, if I was to sip it with my mouth as opposed to the straw, thank you for providing the straws, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it with the mouth, too.
And the swallowing part?
The best.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting thing.
I've gone back to the milk punch.
Yeah.
And it's, it's all right.
Well, the bugger with the milk punch is why I finished mine, or at least I thought I did, is it's milk with ice in it. Mm-hmm. It's got a shelf life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. it's a drink you...
No,
you can't nurse it. It's got to go down.
I think
really
you keep thinking, this isn't as good as the eggnog I had last Christmas.
Remember that eggnog I made last Christmas?
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
I don't not like the milk punch, even though it's watered down.
Mm-hmm.
Did I hang on to a little bit of this? No, the white lady didn't make it.
Mm. Here, you can have a little sip of the back end of mine.
That's okay. I had one little tiny bit there. So it's super citrus.
Yeah.
And then this is a dessert drink. Our white drinks have been all over the map.
Yeah.
Dave's favorite?
I'm going to have to go for the milk punch.
It's the milk punch.
Yeah. Even though, of course, I love a gin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's just I've had something like this so many times now that I'm kind of...
I know, we're jaded. We've got like three episodes left in us before we just say...
I think we've exhausted every citrus fruit.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
For me, thanks for asking.
Yeah, I was about to.
Soy... Okay.
We'll edit that in. Oh, and you, Fred, what do you think about this?
I'll tell you what I think. I like the soye au champagne.
Mm-hmm.
I like
just because it's French.
It's because it's French.
Mm-hmm.
And,
now, historically, Fred doesn't like the French.
No, historically not.
So that's
a
lie.
No, ever since Waterloo. And he showed the French, give them what they had to. They got Napoleon.
I'm starting to turn.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. I think I, too, like the soyer au champagne.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the milk punch is second tonight. Mm. Only because I want it to be eggnog.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
I want to acknowledge that I'm the one that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be thicker and everything else. But I really did like it. I like the nutmeg on it.
Yeah.
But somehow...
It's pretty simple. Ish.
And the White Lady is an amazing, fantastic cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
But you've had it before.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like very much like a Tom Collins.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Those sort of
with a little shot of orange in it, which is great.
Yeah. If you've ever wanted to have gin with citrus in it, this is the drink for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
a little bit of orange from the Cointreau, which I think is neat.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what takes it up that extra notch.
Yep.
Oh, exactly. Well, I'm not disappointed. Dave's disappointed.
I am.
Yes. We didn't have to do a makeup show for Dave.
I think so. Yeah, we have to find something Dave likes.
I'll have to find some cocktails.
I guess so.
The next show. Mm.
Yep.
Yes. Or again, if you have any suggestions about a cocktail you want to see us try,
sure.
Leave a comment. But where do they go, Jason? If they want to leave a comment?
They go to gentlemenofelegantleisure.com. If you want to put www.gentlemenofelegantleisure.com,
That'll get you there.
That'll get you there.
Or drunkpodcast.ca.
You can go to drunkpodcast. Was it .ca? Yeah.
.ca.
Yeah. And you won't even show up. It'll take you right to us.
Bloop, 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 bloop. And you'll be there.
Yep.
We do have an Instagram account, which, by the way, I know you usually occupy the rant section. But
he does.
Instagram, I'm having trouble getting it to work with Google Photos now. It says every time I try to upload any of our videos from our shows, Instagram goes, oh, unfortunately, Instagram has stopped working. End of story. Sorry.
Is that the news? I would have read about that, I thought, if it would have. Instagram has stopped working, people.
Well, it's done it in earlier versions, too. Oh. They've just updated. I just updated it yesterday. Huh. And that still didn't work. So I'm disappointed. I can get pictures up, but for some reason I can't get the videos up.
And is this all through the phone?
All through the phone, because, of course, Instagram, you can't post on a computer. You have to do it on a mobile device.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That is dumb.
Oh, that is dumb.
And that is why Instagram is failing.
Oh, yeah. It'll never
failing happen. Instagram.
Yep. Social media.
Sad.
Wrong. Altogether wrong.
That's a
bugger. Hopefully they'll update it by the next show.
Right.
Or by Saturday.
Because people love our video.
Oh, they love
to click on our video clips.
Yeah.
To see us in actual motion.
Yeah. So if you are on Instagram, it's Cocktail Podcast. You can look at some of the older videos we have on. But for last show, not having much luck so far. Stay tuned, everybody.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Many more videos coming.
Mm-hmm. But we have to think about a YouTube presence,
I think,
I guess.
So. I think we might have to shift over to YouTube.
If you know anybody at YouTube,
give us a call.
Yes.
send us a cable, or a telegram,
telex.
Put it in an Amazon box in Jay Bezos.
Yeah,
is that his name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he wants to host us.
He might. Yeah. Well, he does a lot of good works.
Sure he does.
This is great works.
He's not concerned about making money
short
term. No. In the long run.
Yeah, this is a long term project.
We're letting him in on the ground floor. Then it's just all the way up.
Oh, yeah.
The only way you can go with a project.
Really,
it's a lost leader.
Yeah, exactly. You give away a little to make more in the down the road.
Sure. Exactly. Yeah. But if he sticks with us, and I know he will, 20 years from now, this turns around.
This
is the only thing out there.
Yeah, he'll be raking it in.
Yeah.
I'll be pushing up daisies.
What, gin daisies?
Gin daisies with any luck.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. We always forget. Fred is old.
He was born
20 years, I'll still be kicking.
He was born in the 50s.
In the 50s?
The 50s, man!
The 1950s or the 1850s?
Well, I don't know.
The pirate came from the 1850s.
Yeah. Well, I think another successful foray into the misty realms of cocktails.
Yeah. Make these drinks.
Let us know what you think.
Let us know what you think. Leave a comment. Here's how you leave a comment. At the bottom of the blog thing, or maybe it's at the top. There could be a booth spot. I've never left a comment. I don't know. There's a little button that says comment. It's not easy to find. Mm-hmm. I wish it was easier.
I think I leave my comments on Instagram.
He does. But we encourage you to visit our blog as well.
Should I go to the blog and leave my comments?
Leave your comments on the blog.
All right. Because a lot of them are about you.
Oh, well, you know, I like to read about me.
All right. Well, then you'll probably like this.
We got a comment just the other day.
Oh, yeah?
That said...
From whom?
Oh, I don't know, some investment nonsense website.
Yeah, the former Minister of Labor in Nigeria is trying to move some money.
Oh. Yeah, some...
I've been trying to get hold of him. He's returning my calls.
No.
He owes me money.
This blog post is most informative, best out there. Keep more of it and check out whatever their website was. I think it might have been spam.
Yeah, maybe. It sounds like it.
I reported it as spam.
No, oh, just as well.
So if you leave a comment,
don't
leave it in broken English and involve investment comments.
No. We'll talk about the content of the show.
Cocktails.
That's right.
Outfits you'd like to see us in.
Sure.
Three little sailor outfits?
Yeah.
Lederhosen?
I mean,
Lederhosen?
Sure, well, if the fall's coming.
That's right. Yeah. Oktoberfest, we all dress in our German...
We have to try dessert.
Is there such a thing as a German...
Cocktail?
We could do some beer cocktails.
Oh, see, that's why I wish we could get some of that German gin. You can't get it over here. You can't get Lucky Hans. We've mentioned
Please,
Lucky Hans.
Lucky Hans.
Send us some.
Mail us a bottle of
You know what we should do? Because Lucky Hans looks at the Instagram.
Yeah.
Can we make a picture that says, Lucky Hans, please send us gin. And see if they'll
There
do
you
it.
Go. Well, with you, I'll include, I'll put the at Lucky Hans
thing. Because that would be great.
So what's the deal with that, with Lucky Hans gin, other than it's German?
Well, it's just that the Germans are going through a gin revival over the last few years, and then I've never had German gin. I just wanted to. I'm just curious, you know.
Sure, yeah. All right.
Could be flavorful and stuff. So, Lucky Hans. Mm-hmm. Lucky Hans, Lucky Hans, Lucky Hans gin. Mm-hmm. Go buy it. That's our commercial for Lucky Hans gin.
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. You're hired.
The official face of Lucky Hans. Hans Dedrick, right here.
Yep.
That's right, Dedrick.
It is German, isn't it?
It's not German.
Shut up, it's English. Sounds German.
Fred, don't start.
No.
It does sound German. Mm-hmm. Probably is German. Mm. But you know where it goes back to? Mm. And a lot of Dedricks will tell you this.
Yeah? Mm.
I mean...
There's a lot of Dedricks?
There's a lot of Dedricks.
Oh, man.
Upstate New York.
Mm.
Really?
United Empire Loyalists.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. After the American Revolution, mm-hmm. as they call it.
Yeah. Yep. War of Independence.
War of Independence.
But Dedrick said, "Hey, we're not into this, man."
That's right. Yep. Or their neighbors said, "You know, why don't you go to Nova Scotia?
Why don't you just go to Nova Scotia?
You king lover.
You're king lovers."
Yeah, and see, there they went.
My family waited until all the nonsense was over. Then they came over.
Right. But the Dedricks go back to the
United
the 1600s and 1700s in the American colonies.
Wow.
Was there my end of the family.
Was there a Dedrick on the Mayflower?
I doubt it. No. It's not that there would
have been a Dedrick. It's a little risky. Yeah. You probably waited until they heard back the ships actually made it.
Yeah, in fact, honestly, I think that the Dedrick that came over came in the 1700s.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe 10 years before the Revolutionary War. I think it's a 1760, 1750 kind of a thing when the Dedricks arrived.
Yeah. Now, they may have not liked American democracy, but when they went to the tavern and ordered a drink, and they were served promptly, they always, were rewarded.
It's burned into the Dedrick blood.
Yes.
They what just do you reach do? Into their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And whatever they have in their fist, they
what
hold
would they
up.
Have back then? Yes. Would they have British currency back then? I guess so.
Farthings? Shillings?
Last
shilling? Yep. Shilling. Their last shilling.
Yeah.
And they would say, "My God, Dedrick, what are you doing?"
"Mein Gott in Himmel."
"I'm half German."
"I might be a little German, maybe Dutch," would scream old man Dedrick at the tavern in upstate New York. He said, "I've received wonderful service. I do what I always do. I tip big!"